You've got Friday's Ballarat today here at 3BA with Brett Mack. Good morning to you. What a year 2020 has been for the tourism industry in Ballarat. What a year it's been for Sovereign Hill. They've had to cope, like everyone in that industry, with a very, very bumpy year. But at the same time, they've celebrated 50 years. And now the forward planning gets ramped up even more. Just this morning, the first phase of their 20-year master plan was launched. Let's find out about it with the CEO of Sovereign Hill, Sarah Kwan. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Brett.
Nice to have you back on the program. How did it go this morning?
Oh, look, it's just a momentous occasion for all of our team to be talking about the next 20 years. As you mentioned, it's been a tough year for all in our industry, and Sovereign Hill is no different. So we're celebrating 50 years of Sovereign Hill Outdoor Museum being open on Sunday, the 29th, and today to launch our 20-year master plan as part of acknowledging that 50 years is something really special for all of us that are involved.
Sarah, was it difficult to focus on the future during a pandemic?
Do you know, I think, Brett, it was critical because I think the immediacy of the crisis and all of the impact of COVID was upon us every day, and to be able to carve out a bit of time to think long term, I think for everyone involved, really helped us to think optimistically about what we've got ahead of us and how positive that is, and it kind of helps you weather the immediate issues that COVID presents.
Sarah Kwan, in a sign that things are getting back to normal, you hosted some dignitaries this morning, including Senator Henderson. A large chunk of government money is going to make the first phase of this plan possible.
Yeah, indeed. It was fantastic to be able to welcome the Senator on site in person and to acknowledge the federal government's Tourism Icons funding, which they announced Easter last year, $10.1 million coming into Ballarat to strengthen Sovereign Hill and deliver this first phase of the master plan.
So what are we going to see, Sarah? What is going to be built? What are we going to get for our $10
million? Yeah, so really just so excited today to be announcing the launch in Ballarat of the Australian Centre for Rare Arts and Forgotten Trades. That'll be a nationally significant centre. We call it CRAFT for short. And its ambition is to keep near-forgotten trades and skills alive and thriving. What that means to people in Ballarat and our visitors is that there'll be workshops from 30 minutes to 5 days in just an incredible array of different rare arts and forgotten trades, thinking leather making, jewelry making, textiles, metalwork, blacksmithing, all of these wonderful trades. So an opportunity for visitors to really partake in hands-on learning and I think really cements Ballarat's position as the kind of spiritual home of the maker of artisans. And this is a nationally significant centre from our point of view. Alongside that, we're also really focused on our role as a museum, and we're also launching the Australian Centre for Gold Rush Collections, really acknowledging, you know, Sovereign Hill wants to ensure that Ballarat's vibrant Gold Rush heritage and the story of its impact on our nation still inspires future generations. And that centre will provide visitors greater access to our collection. We've got 150,000 amazing collection objects from over the years. And it's, you know, amazing to think right here in Ballarat amongst those, a really significant collection of gold licences and miners' rights from during the Gold Rush. One of the oldest Chinese ceremonial dragons in the world, the third oldest in the world. You know, these are just amazing parts of our cultural heritage. So we're excited to really be able to put that on a pedestal as well. So alongside CRAFT, the Centre for Rare Arts and Forgotten Trades, also the Australian Centre for Gold Rush Collections. And those two parts of the plan sitting alongside Sovereign Hill's Outdoor Museum that most people are familiar with. We'll also be doing a range of projects over the next 18 months within the museum, and we'll have more to say about those over the months to come as we start to get into the detail of how all of that comes to be. But really excited about what this means for our artisans, for our cultural heritage, and for Ballarat locals and visitors alike. Lots more to engage with.
I'm speaking to Sarah Kwan this morning, the CEO of Sovereign Hill. This morning, they have launched phase one of their 20-year master plan. These national centres, Sarah, that you talk of, are they going to be built on the Sovereign Hill property as we know it, or are you doing something different?
Yes, that's right. So what's happening as part of the first two phases of the plan, We've also announced today the intent, this is part of the second phase, to build a new orientation centre and exhibition space, the Gold Pavilion, and that space will mean that the parts of our Gold Museum that are the public display, the rich kind of collection and exhibition spaces will move across the road to be part of that orientation and arrival precinct. So on the same side of the road as Sovereign Hills Outdoor Museum will be this fantastic new Gold Pavilion orientation and exhibition space with our Gold Museum public exhibitions migrating across the road. And that means that the Centre for Rare Arts and Forgotten Trades and the Gold Rush collections will be in our existing Gold Museum, fantastic architectural building, and really great to be cementing that as the home for these two centres.
How excited are your team by this, Sarah? I mean, these are massive announcements today for Ballarat.
Yeah, it's just been such a journey of collaboration, and not just with our team. I mean, the master plan has come through. We've had input from Ballarat Youth, Wadawurrung, the local business community, educators, disability advocates, and then our staff and volunteers. And I think everyone's ideas have poured into this plan, and they've shared their views of what they want Sovereign Hill to be like in the future. So it is a really special moment in time, not only to be celebrating 50 years, perhaps not in the way that we would like to be celebrating with the situation upon all of us, but also to be thinking about 20 years from now. So a great time for all of our team, our board, our supporters over many years, the founding generation, to sit back and reflect on the 50 years that have been, and also the exciting things that we have ahead of us. So it is a special time.
Yeah, it really is indeed. Interesting to note too that the master plan, as you just mentioned, takes us forward another 20 years. So this is some significant forward thinking.
Yeah, very much so. And I love when we're introducing the plan to really take people's mind forward 20 years and say, look, who are we in 2040 and what do we stand for? And amazingly, by that point, we're predicting 1.4 million visitors a year to Sovereign Hill by 2040. And that's phenomenal for Ballarat's economy. And, really, again, reinforces Ballarat's position as such a regional tourism hub and a really important cultural heritage location.
Well, Sarah Kwan, hats off to you and the Sovereign Hill team for today's significant announcements. They are great for Ballarat. They're great for Ballarat's vibrant Gold Rush heritage. And we look forward to the first sod or sods being turned in the not too distant future. Again, Sarah, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today this morning.
Thanks, Brett. Great to be with you.